So guys, what about the wheat that was planted late and has not yet emerged from the soil? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist. I serve Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in Northwest Kansas. And for wheat that has not yet emerged, you may be wondering about the future of those little wheat plants and what really to expect from them. Many times, the first question that I hear from farmers pertains to wheat vernalization. So what really is vernalization? It's defined as the induction of the plant's flowering process by exposure to prolonged cold temperatures. So that was from the dictionary, but basically what it means is after a period of cold temperatures, that wheat plant moves from the vegetative stage of growth to the reproductive stages of growth. This means that when the spring comes, that wheat plant will begin to form a wheat head and move through the reproductive processes. Wheat does not actually have to emerge as a seedling in the fall in order to be vernalized by the cold temperatures. As long as the seed has received enough moisture to become physiologically active and begin the germination process, it can undergo vernalization. Now, for most of our wheat out in the field right now, it has germinated and there's root and shoot growth, even if this shoot growth is not above ground yet. Winter wheat will vernalize after experiencing 3 to 6 weeks of soil temperatures below 48 degrees. So yes, you heard that correctly, below 48 degrees. It doesn't actually have to get down below freezing or below 32 degrees. Now, some varieties require a little shorter period of cold to vernalize, and some varieties require a little bit longer period of cold to vernalize. And Jagger has one of the shortest vernalization requirements. This is part of the reason when we think about spring freeze, that Jagger can sometimes be a little bit more apt to have spring freeze damage than other varieties. In almost all cases, winter wheat that was planted in the fall will vernalize. The only exception would be if the soil is so dry during the fall and winter months that the seed never becomes physiologically active until later in the spring. And then if it warms up very quickly, that can cause us some problems. However, that's not the case that we're in this year because we've had plenty of moisture on some of this wheat. A lot of it has germinated. It is just sitting under the soil surface, even though it hasn't quite emerged yet. So all in all, don't worry about your wheat that hasn't emerged. It will still have the chance to go through the vernalization process and be able to put a head on next spring. Really, the thing that probably concerns me a little bit more is that there aren't wheat plants out there to help catch some of that snow, you know, some of the snow we had yesterday morning, and hold it onto the wheat field. If you have any questions about this, please give me, Jeannie Falk Jones, a call at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, or Sharon Springs, or on the experiment station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding out in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.